Hello, everyone. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that great music from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, especially for you. To kick things off, though, here's Arthur Conley and Number 2 from March of 67. Arthur Conley and Sweet Soul Music from 1967. So why am I here? Well, I used to run into people, they'd say, oh, are you the Danny Finkelman from the Danny Finkelman Show? I listened to that, or I liked it, or I didn't like it, or I liked parts of it. And they said, you know, do you miss it? That was a big question. Do you miss it? And I always said, no. Now, it's been 8.5 years since I've done it. And I said, I don't miss it. But what I do miss is coming into the studio and actually doing the show. I really enjoyed doing it. But then I used to always qualify it by saying, oh, you know, but if I did it on the internet, the music rights cost a fortune. I know all about the music rights on the internet, and to play 12 or 15 tunes in a show cost a fortune. It's all based on the number of hits. And if you become successful, if your audience grows, you have to pay more for the rights. But I dug deeper and I found out that, one, if you're not sponsored, two, if there's no subscription fee, you don't have to pay to listen to the show, and you stream it, which means that you cannot download it. So this show, you cannot download onto your iPad, your iPod, your anything, any device. You can listen to it as many times as you want. I don't understand why anyone would want to listen to it more than once, but we're going to archive it. That's a tech word. We're going to archive it so you can listen to old shows. And so that's why I'm here. And it's a notch up from a hobby. I call it a project. This is a project. It's a notch up from flying model airplanes or having model trains in your basement. It's a project, and we'll see what happens. It's the DannyFinkelmanShow.com. That's how you get to it. www.DannyFinkelmanShow.com. And it's Finkelman, L-E-M-A-N, Finkelman. So if you tell anybody about it, it's all by word of mouth. If you tell anybody about it, it's the Danny Finkelman Show, all one word, .com. And that's about it. So now, here are the Beach Boys in number 15 from August of 1965, Little Deuce Coop.
Slip, Daddy. And coming off the line when the light turns green. Well, she blows him out of the water like you never seen. I get pushed out of shape and it's hard to steer. When I get rubber in an all four gears. She's my little loose coop. You don't know what I got.
The Beach Boys in number 15 from August of 1963, Little Deuce Coop. So you might be wondering when I do shows. Well, there'll be a new show in kind of the same time slot as I used to present them. Around 6, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, there should be a new show, and it'll come up with the new dates, so you can see whether it's a new one or not. And the other show will be moved over into archives or recent shows or, you know, whatever the web's calling it. I haven't checked in the last couple of days. Anyway, so new show every Saturday. So what have I been doing? Well, I was in France last year, folks. You know me in tourism. I was in France for 10 days. I'm the world's worst tourist. I'd been to France 3 times before. It was nice. It was fine. But once you see, here's my theory now on tourism. You go to the Grand Canyon, one of the great, great tourist attractions in the U.S. You go to it, you look over it for 15 seconds, and then you say, now what? Now what? What do I do? Do I buy a Grand Canyon blanket? A Grand Canyon keychain? A Grand Canyon sweatshirt? What do you do? Anyway, another problem I had over there was adjusting to the time difference. For the 10 days, I couldn't get it straight. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get to bed. The 5 hours really messed me up. Really messed me up this time. So when I came back, I made an official statement. I'm never leaving this time zone again. I'll go north, I'll go south, and I'll go 1 hour in each direction, but I'm never leaving this time zone. And I'm not the only guy. My friend who has a place over in France, he says that he struggles too when he goes. I think maybe as you get older, it's more difficult to adjust to time differences. Anyway, just remember, you can say, I'm never leaving this time zone again. You could just, you put your foot down. I didn't have one good night's sleep in the 10 days. Here's Gene Pitney in number 13 from October of 61, Town Without Pity.
So only those alive when these little minds tear you in two. What a town without pity can do. Survive when these little minds tear you in two. What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
Town Without Pity, Gene Pitney. You know, my wife brought home some strawberries the other day in, you know, a little plastic container. And I kid you not, folks, I'm dying if I'm lying. It said on it, strawberries, limited edition. It's a limited edition of these particular strawberries. What's so particular? Strawberries, first of all, my theory on this is the larger the strawberry, the less the taste. Okay? They can make them through, you know, genetic engineering bigger, but there's only so much taste, so the big ones don't taste like anything. But this year, I have to say, because at least in this neck of the woods, because of the good weather, the peaches have been wonderful. The strawberries have been, from time to time, good. But the notion of a limited edition for strawberries, are they lithographs? And I figure that you can close your eyes and bite into a strawberry most of the time, and it does taste like a wet lithograph. It's tasteless. I can't tell if you mushed it all up and you said, "Are these blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries?" Do have some taste, but you know the strawberries are huge and blueberries are huge, and you just can't tell the flavor of either of them most of the time. Here now. Sam Cooke, and number 26 from November of 1958, Love You the Most of All.
You're my girl, you're so sweet, honey, you can't be beat. I love you most of all. I believe you can rock to the low, you're so fine. Honey, you're mine, all mine. That's why I love you. I love you most of all. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I love the way you move me when you walk. I love the way you thrill me when you talk. And ooh, baby, when you hold my hand, tell me, pretty baby, that you understand. When we walk down the street, all the fellas go, woo-wee. That's why I love you. I love you most of all. Most of all, oh, and I believe you can rock, you can roll, you're so fine, honey, you're mine, all mine, that's why I love you most of all, yeah, I love the way you move me when you walk, I love the way you thrill me when you talk, and ooh, tell me, pretty baby, that you understand.
stand when we walk down the street. All the fellas go, woo-wee. That's why I love you. I love you most of all.
Sam Cooke, that's my favorite Sam Cooke tune. Love You the Most of All. I'm wearing hearing aids. My hearing is going, and I don't even know why I'm wearing hearing aids. They've miniaturized them to the point where you can hardly see them. The trouble with miniaturization and the high-priced talent in the control room, the same fellow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, same crew is on the old CBC show. We were discussing hearing aids, and he will understand this, and you may too. You got an amplifier, and you got a microphone, okay? And sitting less than an inch apart. And you know, am I right, high-priced talent? If you have an amplifier and a microphone, you're going to get feedback, okay? Too close. So the problem with it is they can't really do a good job. First of all they do is amplify. I don't care what anybody says, they amplify. The problem with me is in the hearing department. I have other problems, but the problem with me in the hearing department is restaurants and larger gatherings. It's impossible. Those are the two. In a quiet room, I don't need hearing aids. I can make out what anyone is, and everyone is saying, two or three or four people, that's fine. So to miniaturize these things, they've taken the ability of to do something significant. If they had the hearing aid in your ear and the amplifier down in your pocket, you wouldn't have to deal with feedback. So these devices cost, folks, I'm telling you, you can pay $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 for a set of these hearing aids, and all they do is make you more miserable when you're out eating in a noisy restaurant. That's what you pay the money for. All right, up next, here are the Hollies and number 11 from March of 1967, On a Carousel.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, 'cause they're racing, so near yet so far.
Soon you leave and then I lose.
The Hollies and On a Carousel. You know, I still tell that story when I see at one of the, it used to be called the O'Keeffe Center in Toronto, then it was the Hummingbird Center, now it's the Sony Center for the Performing Arts. It's the big, big theater in downtown Toronto. And you see when there's a rock concert there that they're just, two semi or semi trailers pull up with all the equipment. And I always say, I remember when I was at the University of Manitoba and I went over to United College, which is now called the University of Winnipeg, and the Hollies were performing there in about 1967. Around 1965, 66, the Hollies were playing in the gym at United College, now the University of Winnipeg. And they, with little amps that you could get in the back of a Volkswagen Beetle, produced the same sound that they produced on record. It was fantastic. Now, how could that happen? And you know what? There was no performance. They didn't have a backdrop. They didn't have anything. They just got up there and performed, and it was a wonderful evening. Yeah. And as I said, now they got to pull up two semi-trailers for the big musical event. It's all performance now, folks. It's got very little to do with the music. Now here's Carla Thomas in number 14 from June of 66, B-A-B-Y. Carla Thomas and number 14 from June of 66, B-A-B-Y. During the 8.5 years I've been away from this show, I actually read a few books. And one that I really enjoyed is called The Ascent of Money. It's just how money came into being. It's written by this very well-known and respected historian, Neil, I think. It's Neil Ferguson, but it's N-I-A-L-L Ferguson. And there's some things in it that are so interesting in the first 160, 170 pages. I can recommend it. You can take it out of the library, The Ascent of Money, Neil, N-I-A-L-L Ferguson. And, you know, I understand money from the old days when you took something valuable and you exchanged it for food or clothing or shelter. But once they got down to printing money, it's completely lost me. I have no understanding of money since they got away from the basics, slicing up little gold pieces into smaller pieces, and there were gold and silver. At other times, there have been other things that have been a store of value, and I kind of understand that. But once they got into government currency, the government printing currency, it lost me. And you know what? It'll never find me, and I'll never find it. It's beyond me. But that book, the first 160 pages, 170 pages, until they get to talking about insurance, then it gets a little laborious, at least for me. But it's a terrific book. And I don't want to give too much away because I'll only ruin it for you possibly going out and getting it. I'll just ruin it, but it's worth it. All right. Here's Martha Reeves with a tune that I just love, and I've kind of discovered. I knew it was around before I left the show, but I found it, and I hope you'll like it. It's written by Van Morrison. You know it well. Wild Nights. Martha Reeves and her version of Wild Nights. That's good. She did another one that we're going to listen to on a subsequent show, which is Power of Love. I think we played that before back on the old show, but that's a good one as well. Up next, Here is Barbara Lewis and number 11 from June of 65, Baby, I'm Yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm Yours, Barbara Lewis from 1965. I got a new car, and I went against a rant that I had given at least 300 or 400 times on the show in the 20 years. Never buy a new car. I bought a new car. Don't ask me why. I bought my old Nissan Maxima, 10 years. It started to rust. And I loved that car. I don't mind driving an old car, but I once it rust, and then I got the rust fixed, and then within 6 months, it was bubbling again. And I don't mind driving an old car if it's serviceable and I like it, but a rusted car, I just felt that that's the time to get rid of it. So, and don't ask me why I bought a new car. And I bought it without a GPS system. Oh, they don't call it navigation. It's a navigation system. And I'll just tell you about it after we listen to Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, number 7 from July of 68, You're All I Need to Get By.
Took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
Push me up the hill.
There's no looking back for us. We got love, show love.
Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, from 1968. You're All I Need to Get By. Just to mention here that, you know, Nicholas Ashford, he was half of the songwriting team. They were married. Valerie Simpson, Nicholas Ashford. And he died last year, but his wife continues to run. They have a club in New York, and I'm sure that they do some soul music there, too. I remember interviewing her in about 1973. She was about 18 years old, or maybe 22, and she just written these hits and very kind of understated person. But boy, she wrote the melodies and she knew what she was doing, or she still, and she still does, but the world has changed. Getting back to the GPS system, $3,000 you pay for the navigation system. And my wife had to be reading in the Wall Street Journal. She likes reading about cars on Wednesday or Thursday. And they said in there, you don't buy a navigation system. It's not worth it. $3,000. You can get a GPS doohickey for $100. So why do you pay $3,000? Do you know how often I have the doohickey. So when I've driven to Florida, I have the doohickey. I have the Garmin V1682B model, and it's okay for the highway. But boy, it once tried to lead me to a Target store in Sarasota Bay, right in the bay, right in the water. That's where the Target was. Make a right turn into the water. Okay, and it's done a lot of other things similar to that. They're not perfect, but anyway. And you know how often I've used the my doohickey in Toronto? Never. Never. Never is as many times as I've used it since I've had it for 4 years. Getting back to the Wall Street Journal, the reason they say you don't buy it is because by the time you sell your car, it's out of date. So it's actually smarter, according to the columnist, to not buy one because you'll get more money for your car than having a GPS system that's useless. All right. Now, here is Jackie DeShannon, number 4 from June of 69. Put a little love in your heart.
Be a better place, and the world good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Jackie DeShannon and Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Now, here's Fats Domino. I'm sure Fats Domino is not a poster child for healthy eating. And he's getting to be less and less of a poster child the older he gets. Fats has to be in his 80s by now, for sure. Absolutely in his 80s. And I'm sure he's still fat. And, you know, he's a survivor because obesity is becoming the hugest of all no-nos. Okay, here's the Fat Man in number 66 from May of 59. I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. We're gonna roll until the broad daylight, because I'm ready, and I'm able, I'm willing and I'm able, so you better come and go with me. We're gonna rock and roll till tomorrow by three. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter, cause I can't read. Don't be long, cause I be gone. We're gonna rock and roll long night long, cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow night. Can't read. Don't be long, cause I'll be gone. We gon' rock and roll all night long, cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we gonna rock, we gonna roll until tomorrow night.
Fats Domino, and I'm ready. You know, on the old show, on Finkelman's 45s, I used to play a Nat King Cole tune every show. And I still love Nat King Cole, but I think I love or like Johnny Mercer more. Johnny Mercer has a couple of albums where he sings his own songs. Now, he didn't necessarily write the music, but he's always provided, in anything that he sings, the lyrics. And he's just the best lyricist. So here's Johnny Mercer singing his own tune, Accentuate the Positive.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept, you hate the positive, even might hate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No.
You got to accentuate the positive,
yes.
I need the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Johnny Mercer and Accentuate the Positive. So I think I'm going to play a tune by Johnny every week. He deserves it. It's good. All right. Now, here from one of the Doug Riley sessions is Neil Donnell featured on the Edwin Starr medley. This is three tunes by Edwin Starr that almost made it as hits that I just really like. And let me tell you that Neil Donnell does a fantastic version of this, in my opinion. Here's Neil and the Edwin Starr medley.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collared shirts. I got a reputation of being gentle but bold. That's why they call me Agent 007, Agent 007. They call me 007, baby. I'm Agent 007. I don't carry no pistol. Don't wear a false mustache, and you'll never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's a secret, but for me it'll never be told. Was a fella who was down on his way.
everybody knows. Call me Double O Star.
Folks, that tune still knocks me out. You have no idea how many times I've played that in the last 8.5 years on my little stereo set. Anyway, just a repeat that this show on the internet cannot be downloaded onto, I misspoke when I said it can't be downloaded onto your iPod. It has to be played on the internet. So if your iPad is hooked to the internet, you can listen to it on your iPad as long as you're hooked to the internet. But you have to be hooked to the internet. And the reason for all of this and not being able to download it is this is the only way that we can do this show for reasonable costs. All right. Last dance, slow dance on the show. So I want you to assume the vertical position. Kick back the rug, adjust the dimmer switch, because we have the Moon Glows in number 20 from March of 55, Sincerely.
Ba, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do. Ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do.
Sincerely.
Bye.
please say you'll be mine.
The Moon Glows There and Sincerely, well, that does it for this first edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. I'll be back next Saturday, so just get to the internet around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and you should find a new show. Till then, I'm Danny Finkelman, and that's it, everybody.